Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Eagles Report. I'm Dave Spadaro from Lehigh University. A lot of questions about the Eagles' offense. None more prominent than what's going on at the left tackle position. We bring in Bo Wolf, who goes deep and finds out a little bit more. So, Bo, who's it going to be, Demetrius Bell or King Dunlap?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Dave. And obviously, Bell, we thought, was brought in to be the starter replacing Jason Peters when he signed in the offseason. But King Dunlap was given a chance to take that job as well. He started practicing with the ones on Saturday. We talked to Bell about where he is right now and also some of the other starters on the offensive line about their take on the situation and Howard Mudd's philosophies on challenging guys.
It's everything all at once. Everything is different from Buffalo. So you just got to get the grasp of the scheme, snap count, plays, everything. Communication up front, just a mixture of everything.
I think everybody knows what they need to do. We get the coaching. We watch film. We get the coaching on the field, and you know, all of us, Demetrius included, you know, work daily to correct what we're doing wrong.
Camp isn't a cakewalk, so I mean, it's different when the bullets are flying, and I mean, he's got time. That's the good news. So it's not the pressure's kind of been taken off of him, and it's good to be able to take that step back.
He knows that if he doesn't get it corrected, that he's not going to be playing, and I think that's a very influential factor in trying to get someone to try harder and play better.
Well, all weekend, the big story for the Eagles has been the quarterback situation. Michael Vick is healthy, no concerns there, but what's happening at number two? Mike Kafka sidelined with the broken bone in his left hand. Nick Foles, the rookie, showing good things every day. Bo, it seems like the Eagles really high on the third round pick from Arizona.
No question, and Marty Morninglake said he was even more encouraged by the way Foles played in that preseason opener against the Steelers. He's going to be taking all the second-team reps in live situations for the next 3 weeks while Kafka can't take a snap. And Marty says now is a time where Foles can impress, maybe enough to even win this number two job.
Well, I will just say this, that really liked him before the draft. And then when when he was in for his first minicamp, I liked him even more. And then through training camp, liked him even more. And then after that last ball game, liked him even more. And so his challenge is to continue to progress at a high rate. He's really progressed at a high rate. I've been pleased with that.
More rookie chatter. Several of the draft picks stepping up and impressing the coaching staff, Bo, including one on the offensive side and one on the D-line.
Yeah, Dave, as we wind down training camp here, we caught up with sort of the bookends of this 2012 draft class. First-round pick Fletcher Cox was working in with the starters at defensive tackle, and seventh-round pick Bryce Brown, who has really impressed as a running back. Both of those guys feel that they've felt a big jump from the beginning of training camp to where they are now.
I just go out and, you know, and just be Fletcher and, you know, not try to be, you know, nobody that I can't be, and just take coaching from, you know, all the older guys like Cullen and, you know, Trent and Jason and all the guys that's been here that's played in this league. And Mike Patterson, even though he's not on the field, you know, I still talk to him about ball, ask him questions because, I mean, he's been here.
I think I did okay. There's things that I definitely need to work on as far as recognizing when blitzes are coming and things like that. So that's something I can get better on and try to transition to the next game, improving on.
And a scary moment for the Eagles on Monday at practice. Cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah and safety Nate Allen colliding in midair. Asamoah down for a few moments, eventually carted for evaluation, and the verdict comes back that Asamoah has a lip laceration and a sore neck, and as part of the standard operating procedure, is being evaluated for concussion. Tuesday is the final day of practice here at Lehigh. It's Fan Appreciation Day. Make sure you get out and wish the Eagles good luck in 2012. I'm Dave Spadaro for Bo Wolf. Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Report on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.